去学习别送那么紧，落了三千六百了就三千就当做紧张了，讲究不得当年就是钱，大概去学习别送，落了边就是三千六百了就。
야다들내제시뭐시와래손래내리타와니네네다그거고마제나내리펑버시메드내리네폼버시메드바지인바요어디서뭐나신그나서에네니가외당주주민들은뭐치지니네네니개와래야존주제네개금여고지마제바이나 ene rangarang pe shivu che lindu go yore. Ene tele jambi ta lusab che wando go, tele jambi momba go, mendo go yore. Tengi ta nganzu tangshu chi mili ti tengi la kari dhubgu yin na nganzu dhubtu go yore. Tengi ta ti gang la gewa rang ka lo tan tsambi chachong kari na dhubje yore. O ti je ti yahu chi gomri teni yane yang tu gomne. Ene dhubgu yore sungundu ya.
Shantideva has stated that this human rebirth, endowed with leisure and fortune, which is extremely difficult to find, and once we have found, and it is important to ensure that you make this precious human rebirth meaningful and purposeful by making an effort to accumulate merits and virtue, conducting the actions of the virtue. So therefore it says, what is suggested here is Shantideva is saying, the difficult, very precious and difficult to find this human rebirth, it's very rare. And once you have found this, and if we are unable to make this, you know, purposeful, make it, make good use of it, then we are actually deceiving oneself. So therefore, by understanding the reality of accomplishing such a human rebirth and have an understanding of the potential that lies within this life, potential that we have, whatever the virtues or the merit that we desire to accumulate, with this, on the basis of having this human rebirth, one is capable of actually accumulating merits, a tremendous amount of merits. So if we waste such a human precious life, then there is no other, you know, greater, you know, ignorant than we. So therefore, make sure that we make this human rebirth meaningful and purposeful.
Ya, ene tari tangchun di tola chi gewa ya huji duji majiwa na, jiwa shima na su ene tangchun kumili tobi, ene gewa du chokore samba ye na, ene nye kaku shibu yuwa re sungduwa, siyan yechimu shiwa le, tangchun dine nye bari shindu ka, jibi tundub tobi juwa la, kardin dila pamba madum na, shini yang tangchua ka lanjurus.
你也看过媳妇觉得被家属去念心给背向的送不来就高望盲目了没得投机发现的没当局可律师给民怎么样的呢投靠过有的顶这个电商不是你也读给你偏不准嘛对吧那他有没有去接读给你去接受他的永远给些门送的话 So also Shantideva has also stated that if one procrastinate, you know, of engaging in the practice of virtue or the engaging in the Dharma practice and accumulate merits. And if we postpone this by thinking I may, you know, be able to engage in Dharma practice in my future life, if you postpone even worse, if you postpone, you know, future life, then it is not certain that we will be able to get a, or we will be able to gain the human rebirth in our future life. In fact, he has stated that the human, precious human rebirth is extremely rare, but found only once. So once you have found this, if we are unable to make an effort to accumulate merits, to make our life of human rebirth, a life meaningful and purposeful, then once you are, you know, once we are, once we pass away from this human rebirth, then it is really uncertain that what kind of rebirth that one may take. And it is almost impossible again for us to again to find such a human rebirth, it says.
Yeah, ta wana nganzu gewa la gomba chene gewa dhubgo na ta gewa kandi chile dhubgo re, gewa kari pe yaa yore, tsa che yore sa na. Ene gewa jengkun chushin shin tunin dhebi chebe sabar njuwa yi. Jangshu senji junshi tabar yan dhebi chebe mize pewar njuwa ro sen. Jangshu ji semle jenbe ta, jangshu ku semgu masenbe gewa kandi chile dhubgo yi na yang. Couldn't even launch any devil to zone with you.
So what is virtuous conduct that enables us to accumulate merits, a tremendous amount of merits? Yes, when we talk about virtuous conduct, there are many different types of virtuous conduct. And among all those virtuous actions, virtuous actions, that is conjoined with generation or the development of bodhicitta, then that the greatest, what we call this, the greatest virtuous conduct. because once you, the result of virtuous conduct or the results of virtuous act conjoined with development of bodhicitta, and result is said to be inexhaustible. For instance, if one's actions, virtuous actions, is not influenced or the conjoined with the development of the bodhicitta, and if one has engaged in a certain kind of virtuous act that enables us to, you know, accumulate cause for or for future rebirth in a higher realm, such as Deva realm and the human realm, and yes, you are actually engaging in that actions of virtuous action and accumulate merits that will lead you to a higher rebirth. However, once you have gained this higher rebirth, and that's it, this is the result, and your cause that you have accumulated in the past are exhausted. It is already, you know, no longer there, and once you have accomplished your result, and there's exhaustion of your result. And similarly, if one gains liberation or the moksha out of one's virtuous conduct, then once you have gained the moksha or the liberation, that's it. And you have your result is already you have accomplished, and there's no further result that you will be able to, you know, gain out of that. And so, however, it says, if one's virtuous act is really conjoined with the development of bodhicitta, then the result of that, the result of this virtuous act, is inexhaustible. Not only that this will last forever, but it flourishes furthermore. And so therefore it says, there's no such a greater virtuous act than the virtuous act of meditating on bodhicitta.
Yeah. Tendu yinzata jachumu shiva le ane chanchu kusim majiwa jivar shiva leva tambu sum jisim manyambar shiva leva pawa sum ane jisim kone kundun pewa shiva chedu ta leva shima sum chene ane muwe leva chen ta leva chuyore te yinbanza tambu tala chanchu kusim ku penyu te yaku shi shikwar san chanchu kusim ku penyu shiva le Chanchu kusam payu yahu shikhiwayi na ane chanchu kusam gomnyin duwane choshu kiye ne pe chanchu kusam gombala de kalitani menghenji pigi sem tela cha ne ane pigi shivu yungu rei song ne chanchu kusam ku payu tiji song de re Rang tan shen nika la rang gaya tsen de jiwa shima ane taba de tamin chenpe gomba dhruya la de penche che shu gare re se du chanchu kusam rambu che re se Jensum Jen Tamjigbe, Sibi Tunga Jata Mambube, Jomin Dunga. Deva Tinde Sanjiji Kombanga Sana Yubi, Deva Bet Jata Mambu Pusum Sobole, Gwendu Vandoji Naya, Janju Sim, Lil Hawa Yomarisine. Tindi Inza Gawatum Ragunza by Tuanam Jin Dini Pamber Ziggis. Kawa mambu la ane sanje namji rangta jen simjian tamje la penbi jawa jik semji gandhi jindu sene gomba sheye dedu ta janju ku semle lawe ane rangta jen la penje chenbu lab chenbu o tindi ji mazi bares janju ku semle lawa mazi bares te kare jimse kare sedu rangta jen ke tunyi pasun soba droba la So, Yachimu be love what she paid. She was in Taiwachi Sago, your Tisayala, Janju could simply love it in it, so Yachimu Satunginji, your mothers. Dana Jingi Manjula be in it, did you mumble your Tijuma Laya? Janju could simply love it in it. Dunga Jayala, Dipa Jayala, tell it to Chiwi. Jedan Tony Toby Sheriff Singer with the so any piggy, the market Zawa, Danzin, Maribo Changi, Sunchone, any Dunga Ranga Julian Jonjo, Dunga Tamcheta, stay to your done. Yen I am Jisimjan Tamjil, Mijabi, Diba Simjan, Tenny John David, Diba Tijet, Shiawa Lata, Janjo with Sim Najan, Topchen, which Chuni or Madison. Tendi yinpa yinsa ngaran suyo chi sivye jata yom yin do na ya janju ku sivye nan bezo. Yine sanji ki sanay yobi dewa jata mambu la rahan dan jen tam jen gobrim do na ya janju ku sivye lo jang. O tendi jeni janju ku sivye nan buchi rangi jule chi kiewa yinna yine janju ku sivye ji tashyo ne dene dewa nro wala sanji su shi jilu njuru sivye sumba na jengi yine lam dewa ni dewa Jiwan dili, jiwa shima dili yaga dili dewa. Ti shima dili dewa, ene sanji sabardu be, deni dewa lugu re sen, dili songondu. Ene janju sen gu penyon ta yewa chi songondu, dili be, yit be, pugi, shurne. Tanga dili ji tomna chi marung, tengi toba chi jie gogun du u samita, lo chi ranga jula jie gogu yore ya.
So, therefore, you know, the bodhicitta, the development of, with regard to the development of bodhicitta, this Shantideva's guide to the bodhisattva's way of life, or he had elaborated on how important it is, bodhicitta, who have not generated yet, to be need to be generated. And once you have generated bodhicitta, how important it is not to let this bodhicitta undergo degenerations or the declinations. And once you have preserved one's development of one's bodhicitta, and importance of, you know, flourishing furthermore. So when we look at this guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, all of those chapters are divided into those chapters are divided into three categories. Three in the beginning, bodhicitta not yet born, that needs to be not yet generated, needs to be generated. And once one have generated, it needs to be importance to be preserved with regard to that three chapters. And then then again to flourishment. So how to, you know, once not only just you are preserving, but flourishing, you know, working for the flourishment of one's bodhicitta. With regard to this, again, there are three chapters. And all of this chapter, there are nine chapters. Then if you include the dedication, then it will become a 10 chapters of Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. However, the exclusive descriptions of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life is to skillful means to generate bodhicitta. So therefore, here, when we talk about bodhicitta, the meditation bodhicitta, it is, first of all, it's very important that if one understands the benefits of bodhicitta, and if you have a, you know, proper understanding of the body, you know, complete understanding of this, you know, the benefits of the bodhicitta, then that will encourage you, you know, naturally encourage you to engage in the practice of bodhicitta effortlessly. You know, you'll have no sense of tiredness and exhaustion and so on. You naturally have, you know, enthusiastically you will, you know, engage in the, you know, development of bodhicitta. So here, therefore, again, Shantideva stated that it says, you know, in order to, you know, benefit oneself and that of other sentient beings to gain to state of enlightenment, liberation and enlightenment, there is no other methods, skillful means, the greater than bodhicitta, it says. The bodhicitta is the ultimate skilled or the method that enables us to, you know, gain a liberation and complete state of enlightenment. Therefore, it says, Buddha has stated, we need to accumulate tremendous amount of merits to gain the state of enlightenment. We need to accumulate countless eons to gain the merits to gain state of enlightenment. So again, here it says, the best method of accumulating merits is also bodhicitta, the meditation on bodhicitta. That must be again done on the basis of understanding of the benefits of the bodhicitta, development of bodhicitta. And similarly, it says bodhicitta, there's no other greater method to again purifying one's negativity like bodhicitta. Practice of the bodhicitta or the meditation bodhicitta is the most powerful method to purify one's negativities. Yes, there are some other methods and skillful means to overcome one's negativities and you know, ignorance, such as meditation on wisdom realizing emptiness, that actually you know, eradicates the grasping at self of a person or grasping at self of phenomena, which is the root cause for all those sufferings. However, if we were to compare with the bodhicitta, there's no bodhicitta is far more greater than than the other skillful means to overcome one's sufferings and so on. So therefore, it says if in the sutra it says, if one rides the horse of bodhicitta, if one actually rides the horse of bodhicitta, it will transcend blissful state to blissful state. And therefore, if we, it is very important, first of all, to understand the, you know, have a proper understanding of the benefits of the bodhicitta. And if you have this, then this will, you know, enables you to effortlessly, you know, meditate on bodhicitta.
Yeah. Tā tīndi ki tīni sāmbā sāmbū tī, āni rāngā jūla jīya wāla tā, āni rāngā jūla yuwa bē, āni tīkbā tā jīti shā gu gu rē sēni. Āni lēwa nīwa tīki tīkbā shā bē lēwa sēni. Tīkbā tā mā shā bā yī na, āni jāngā gu sēm tīkbā tā jīga jī mā shū gu jīna kā tīga yuwa rē sēni. Tīkbā kārī kā tīga yuwa rē, tīkbā kārī jīwa rē sēni chā tā mō sūmbū tī. Chā tā mō sūmbū tīki rāngā shōla chā, rāngā shōla tā, āni pārmē sūm jīna tī jīti tānyam chen, timu kyeyung. Tindhi ki wāngi, ane rāngi hijyū ti mānyam bache ne. Jāngshū ki samarambu chi kyeysa ki hijyū ti pe nyambu chi. Simchen thamche lapa tānyam chen ne pe. Lo nyambu chi kukuyo re, te mewa yin ta kye machu kende chātāng mōsum bute res. Te sumbu til pa samlu tāng chen ne. Chikla chā, chikla tāng, chikla yawa thori chāpa tindhi tāni ndhiki mendu. Tiki tiki wa ngama nansu kardin chiri chungayang jikwa reisha. Ra jiva ya jikwa reisha. Parmi samchen chen deva ya jikwa reisha. Yenayi jiva mambu jiva jamdruji ta jik nyen ki zonda uchi, jik dha ki zonda uchi. Jik kaya, danyin kaya mayangin parmi samchen chen timu jen o tindi chen tantriki mendo samne. Loban di ju ne yane yandu chen ne rangi hiju tipa. Nyōngbō uchi, tānyōng kū sāji, bē lōtō kārītam nā jī chōngkēngi, gīwē lōtō kārītam nā jī chōngkēngi, tānyōng kū sāji yā huji kūgu yō rēs. Tīm bārīm bōrā chātāṁ mōsum būt pā, anī pīgē shiā kūgu yō rēs, shiā wāndū, lēwī nībā tēgē tīpā shiā bē lēwī sē tērē. Tā lēwī sūmbā tēgē chāngshū jī sēm zōng wā sē. Mānsū sāngjī chūsō mātā wā zōng māndō nē, chāngā sāji nē. Ani rangi jula lanami janchi wala mingi, te tomdo ku lo chigdaan, samlo chi chi chu ne. Tindi ki sem zambu te, me lanami janchi mato ku pato tanga mi samne be, mon sem choki ku ne zomba se. Yane yantu sanji chuso mando ne, samba zambu te nge me, sanji kumba mato ku pato me tanga mi, me te komdi tenge in samne, te chige deva ina, mon sem choki ku ne zomba se. Ti kāla yāng, ane yamru che, jīpa shāpa che, jēsu yirāṅ che, tini kūla tāne, jāsa ki chūpa lāgu yīnsi, ane chāngchū sāmi dōmba zōng, ane chōki kūne, ane dōmba zōng yā, tūsō che, ane lēpa sūmba te ye che, ane tā, te sūmba te tā, chāngchū sāmi mā jīpa 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 tāwa te jā. Tā jīpa te lā tini pāyo gō rēsi. Chanchuk samdhavu rangi juli jiva yina ya rangi lu ma yesumbu pame che java yina. Ene yang lamsang ko ma nyam yungure. Chanchuk samdhavu nyamji mengen tenri mara nyamji yore. Gosum pame che java yina nyam dogar ten yinze payu ten gore se. Lu ki chulam tusu yaku che, ma ki chulam tusu yaku che, yi jiya yaku che samtane payu bache gore se ne. Ene lebu jiwa ki paye tenpa che. Ta lebu nga wate ki hijin tenpa se ne. Tenpa te hijin yaku chi gore ma to hijin ki yaku songa ne chara che ne. Chanchu ki sem le no che yungan kari kari yungandu. Chanchu ki sem kone kondun peya la kari kari gugandu. Ene rangi sem yaku chi songa ne. Sam tang che ne songa gugure se ne. Ma songa ye na yang. Pa me che ne yang. Nyeba nyamya ke tene. Ti yungu reise ne. Owa te che ne hijin che. En ti yi kanla ta leo chupa teke zoba she yungu re. Khonjo top chenpo teni che ne pe te che vayi na ne pe kuyo ke wan chomgu yo re. Ti yi ma se rang le teni peke topan tobe chanchu samba la ya chua nubo che na. Kawa tonga sabi kewa kechi chiki rang chomgu yo re. Rāng tā nyam bē tēnē chāngchū sēmbalan chua yē nā kāwā jihā kī kērsān chōng gu yō rē. Tēnē yīm bē tā chāngchū sēmbal sēngan tā kāwā yō hā kū mā rē. Khōntō tī yīnchī mēnī bē kā chē nē, zōpa gōm chē nē. Zōpa kōchā yā hūt gu yō rē sē nē wā tā tere. Tesumbu de ta jisim minyambar chebe tene, tete tege gangla zonru. Ore zonru te wala mandogu yoy manda. Ote chen tere ta, ene tukba tene zove lewe chene. Ote ndi insar ya.
So when you look at this, the text Junju in the Tibetan, which is Guide to the Buddhist Way of Life, so it is, you know, the chapters are actually each chapter specifically, you know, describes a specific subject matter. for example, this chapter. First and second, especially the second chapter that deals with purification of one's negativities, negative deeds. And so it says, when we talk about meditating on bodhicitta, it is first of all, one need to, you know, subdue one's mind and make this mind, one's own mind, is suitable upon which one can generate or develop bodhicitta or meditate upon the bodhicitta. So when we talk about, you know, subduing our minds, what is to be subdued? So this. What is to be subdued? The object of subjugation is the negativity, the negative thoughts and emotions, what we call the three poisonous, chadamosam, which means the attachment, aversion, and ignorance, or it's the timuk in Tibetan, which means close-mindedness. Those are the three negativities that, you know, creates the imbalances of our mind. And so long as our mind is imbalanced and affected by those three poisons, and there's no way that one can develop bodhicitta. So therefore it says, first of all, one must, you know, identify those three poisons of our mind, which is attachment towards one's close one, and aversion towards one's enemy, and the and the neuter towards the indifference, you know, towards the people, individual who are nor one's enemy nor neither one's loved one, and so on. And having the neutral feeling again towards those neutral people, that again enables to develop our timuk, which is close-mindedness. So therefore, it says, first of all, one must examine one's mind and smoothen one's mind and make a label, to balance one's mind. And so therefore, if, you know, on the basis of balancing one's mind and balancing one's mind, then one will be able to, develop the bodhicitta which what we call the balanced mind, which will become a suitable for meditate upon the bodhicitta. So therefore we find that this third chapter of the Buddhist Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, not only just you have this strong wish to generate bodhicitta, but you are actually making a commitment of upholding this bodhicitta forever. You are upholding this bodhicitta, so it which will again describe in this third chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, with this what we call the aspirational bodhicitta development of aspiring bodhicitta or the wishing bodhicitta based upon the in conjunction with what you call in conjunction with ritual, which means you recite the verses. I take refuge in ritual. I gain its complete enlightenment, and I take refuge in jewels, and I confess individually all my negativities, and I take hold. Take enlightenment in my heart. So, which means you, and with this, you are actually, the last verse it says, you are actually committing yourself to carry on the practice of development of bodhicitta by following the footsteps of the great beings in the past who have gone through the practice of six paramitas and so on and gained the state of enlightenment. And when with this aspirational, you know, body mind is said to be a wishing bodhicitta, development of wishing bodhicitta in conjunction with the ritual, in conjunction with the practice of ritual ceremony, you could say. And then the fourth chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, it describes the, you know, importance of, you know, avoiding or the abandoning the carelessness. You know, one must always be very careful, be conscientious about one's behavior again. And behavior here refers to the behavior of three doors. The three door here refers to the body, speech, and mind. One must always be very conscientious about what kind of behavior that one may be adopting at the particular time and through body, speech, and mind. And then having, you know, done that, then the fifth, you know, chapter, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which deals with the mental alertness. Because once you have known, that there is a, out of, you know, carelessness, one may is adopting some kind of, you know, negative actions, or one may is engaging in actions that are negative through body, speech, and mind, then you need a mental alertness, or an introspection that, you know, prevent you from engaging in those negative acts. So then the fifth chapter deals with that, how to be alert yourself. You should always, you know, be in a situation that your mind is so alert that you will not allow those negative acts, you know, take you. You are making sure that you are not, you know, engaging in those negative acts through body, speech, and mind. So therefore, it says the fifth chapter is talked about the mental alertness. And then the sixth chapter, which is the sopa, tolerance, or the patient, sixth chapter deals with the patience. Because here again, if one's mind, if we do not have a patience, a practice of tolerance, then it is again not possible for one to again develop bodhicitta. So therefore, patience is needed. Because without the patience, we will have this hatred and anger within us, which is a very powerful negative thoughts that destroys the merits that you have accumulated beginningless time and so on. And particularly it says, if one had generated anger or hatred towards someone who have higher realizations, spiritual realizations than oneself, such as bodhisattvas and so on, without out of one's ignorance, if one generates such anger and hatred towards those beings, then it says one destroys the accumulation of merits, gathering of merits for like 1,000 eons, it says. And then if someone who is in our own level, if we generate, who has in the same level of realizations, if we generate anger and hatred towards them, then you are actually destroying the accumulation merits for 100 eons and so on. So therefore, the six chapters deals with patience and importance of cultivating patience.
Yeah, that in the level number three, that's only. And then, when we change the job, that's only good. Only good is. Only when we do show the data, then you need to learn lessons. 当我六千步也生个的，我这边也会没生个的哦。哎，我了自己去被春节唱个门都生个的哦。等你这个这些时间呢，俺全国马来生呢，别让嘛嘛不进，等等个得了当年你也别来六千呢。对嘛嘞，俺打这里进全国了嘛，到这里俺全国个这块有嘞，可是说呢，俺就是三级个这个有嘞。 然后个地方多少的，门头小多少，这种钱都要的，进全国的上面，当年你也别来了，第一年不能说是全国的上面，我接的天天过个要的是。当然这个气候节、气候节来了，二十一节、二十一节，大概的这些上面就增加点子家乡了。气候节来了的，到底怎么样嘛的是？就当俺说。
当当咱们那边村的，老家他就是也买起来，他妈都要么，他得搞了干什么多事儿？他第一个呢，千万没到我感觉来用哈苦嘛的，老舅们都去工商提包里去寻找呢，用个要么的，现在别当得上，别拉人等呢，可是突突个别，那结果其实就来了把价钱呢，拆都拆都钱呢，那可是。
伢们去偷偷接过药的是，第一讲了，叫我安心去来了是。他趁着了，就俺说多亏当时去工会媳妇叫他，没接上去的。现在对没人比叫我忙不就给这些人了，我等他，等你接了被我苦接呢，叫我俺们去了，趁着那困难叫我去了吃接呢。对对，我直接这个打，俺呢给我了把砖头给我们了，第一个人不得了，砖头。
都不见结巴言呐，因为种种广东包的结巴的，种种学全部用跟第一刚才提了，原点刚刚提出了样，如果有的，因为原点他们就国内广东配种有的，但是俺就种种也会去，被三十几年，如果有的送了他，那是，那个东北的。Then
the next chapter 7, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, deals with enthusiastic or perseverance or the effort. Chundu, which is perseverance. And and because it says here again, if we lack this perseverance, then again that will, you know, become a hindrance for development of one's spiritual practice. Therefore, perseverance is a place again a very strong, becomes a very strong, very powerful instruments instruments for developing one's spiritual realizations. So here, the main hindrance for perseverance is the laziness. You know. When talking about the laziness, there are of three types of laziness. The first laziness is that we look at ourselves as a very incapable. You know, you are not actually looking at your ability, but you are looking at your disability. And with this again, this is one kind of laziness, you know, one form of laziness, because one might say that, oh, I'm, you know, rather I'm aging, and my my intellects are decreasing, and I'll not be able to engage in those kind of practice, not be able to learn those kind of practice, and that's also the form of laziness, because for that, you know, that we need to again, there's an antidote that we need to get rid of that by reflecting upon one's own nature, the novel nature. Or that is what we call the Buddha nature that we have within us. So long as we have this, and it can be developed, you know, limitlessly. So try to understand this, and you can make a great development having this, you know, Buddha nature within us. And not, so then you're not just, you know, yourself giving up, but rather you will engage, you just draw a strong determination that I will engage in the practice today so long as I have basis within us, within me. On that basis, I will be able to, you know, develop bodhicitta and gain the state of enlightenment. And I will work for that. And then the next type, next, you know, the form of laziness is like a procrastination again here. We always procrastinate of one's practice. We think, oh, if I'm unable to do today, I'm going to do tomorrow. And then you kind of procrastinating day by day. That is also a form of laziness that again becomes a one of the of hindrance for one's perseverance. For that, it is important to think about impermanence of one's life. You know, if you know we are unable to engage in this practice, and who knows, this impermanent that takes place some, you know, maybe tomorrow and right after the next moment, because it is very uncertain. So therefore, thinking about, so long as I'm alive right now, I will make an effort to engage in the practice right now. This is the antidote towards the second laziness, which is the procrastination. And then the third kind of laziness is, you know, most of the time, well, we spend our time, we waste our time by engaging in the, you know, gossips, you know, the meaningless gossips. And that is also a kind of, you know, laziness. For that, again, we need to have a very powerful effort, a powerful perseverance, which is as an antidote towards this, you know, engagement of this, you know, meaningless acts, meaningless gossips and so on.
Shinitilan tumo watan tumo maimba nyi jene. Jitan tumo wase du namba de chiba nyi ke tene juli jide ngang shinitila tumo wase ke yore. Yangaji nyera so da, janju senpa da, ane kanga juli jide ngang shinitila ya shinin tumo wase ke yore. Deje tege mikten tila tene sadan chunda watan, ane namba da wain na tijibe kunda watan, tende ke chi Meeting Karishaba in Naya, Tiji Jachene, Inishin Juliki on do, same teach with Tingens, Juliki at theatre, Tumu Tingens. Dandakan then Tumu Maimbe, Shine said, Janjuji sent and Dene. Either Janjuku sent Gomchen, Rangjuli, Janju sent Kiesona, Dan Tumu Maimbe, Shine Ranjuliki, and Guri, Shine Nani bet, going to say Java Najingi. Pay Tindita Dembe Semteda Nyam to Shinichiwa in Sako Shining Wachi and Winsa. That love Chambucho in Sari. Tindinza any Levi Jonshe was a living Santambachenta, Levi Jonshe was a something Gongovi, Tinni Jim Santam Gongova Jubachan, Shinichi Muntunsho Pamba, Shinni Chitter Gomsus and such a Sundu. Then that Shini, the any drop Google or is Shini the Madhuvayana, don't you see Shini? Shini Madhuvayana, means give it to one of the things that is Savayana. You must be changing the year be, Shiva Parutel dead if you don't do it. Besides, the word that Chong Chong to so changing to be to so any. Kena tsundu di langsama tsirje ni ku sajagandwa. Dina aji ngana su gewe tsawa tiji di nyumubi su palu telan cha tel dedi yori.
So then this 8th chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life, which deals with the perfection of meditation, which is also samdhin in Tibetan, which is samadhi, which is meditative concentrations. And so for that, you know, here, when we talk about samdhin, which is a meditative concentration, and shini in Tibetan, which means tranquil abiding or the calm abiding. So with regard to the tranquil abiding, there are of two types, what we'll call the common tranquil abiding and uncommon tranquil abiding. And so what is common tranquil abiding? Because tranquil abiding or the calm abiding is, or the shamatha is accomplished not only by the Buddhist practitioners. It can be realized, developed by the non-Buddhist practitioners as well. So, however, when we think about the object of one's, you know, shamatha, or once this calm abiding, it differs. Because with regard to the non-Buddhist practitioners, the way in which they accomplish this shamatha based upon concentration on certain external objects, such as mountains, waters, trees, and so on and so forth, through that concentration, there's a possibility one can, you know, accomplish this shamatha, which is tranquil abiding. And then also the tranquil abiding that is developed by the Nyerang, which is Sharbak and Impratika Buddha. The two, the lower Hanyana practitioners, you know, the noble beings who have developed this tranquil abiding. It's also a common tranquil abiding. So here in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, it specifically said that at chapter 8, the beginning of the chapter 8, it deals with the expounding of uncommon, you know, shamatha, uncommon, you know, calm abiding. So, uncommon calm abiding is, what is uncommon abiding, and what this calm abiding that described in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life actually, you know, so distinctive than the calm abiding that we find in other, you know, practitioners. It's because this deals with mostly to, you know, in conjunction with development of bodhicitta. It is because of that, you know, one's calm abiding or the tranquil abiding becomes a, you know, it stands out from all other, you know, all other, you know, calm tranquil abiding. So it says, if one's achievement of calm abiding or the tranquil abiding is not conjoined, it is not actually influenced or the conjoined with the development of bodhicitta, it is like a predator actually, you know, it's the prey is actually in the mouth of predator, it says. Because this is an example. And what it's actually saying here is, because whatever the virtuous deed, whatever the virtuous actions that one may have conducted, and all those virtues or the merits that we have accumulated is in the mouth of delusions, in the mouth of delusions. Whenever the mouth of delusion is closed, and then your virtue and your accumulation of virtue and merits will be destroyed. And so therefore, here it says the tranquil abiding is very important. Once you have this tranquil abiding in conjunction with bodhicitta, then whatever the virtuous deed that one have conducted, one is, as a result, one accumulates a tremendous amount of merits. The merits will always, it will lasting merits or the virtue that one can have. And so then here, well, to begin with this, you know, expounding of this samadhi or the single pointed concentration, and then here it breaks into three steps. It is the reason for why we need to develop samadhi or the meditative concentration, and then the next step it says the unfavorable conditions of that prevents us from developing this samadhi shamatha, which is calm abiding or the triangle abiding, and then the mode of, you know, meditation, the third one is the mode of meditation on the, you know, on the shamatha.
Yeah, that is
So then when we talk about, you know, meditating on the triangle abiding or shamatha, again, first of all, it is important to understand and identify opposing factor that opposes, you know, development of calm abiding, and it is also mitinchok, which is the unconducive conditions, or it is also said of unfavorable conditions for developing shamatha. So again, here it's very important to understand this first of all to develop shamatha, and so those unfavorable conditions are, you know, the five, you know, desire objects. Those five desire objects, one actually have a strong attachment towards those five desire objects. And having an attachment towards five desired object will become an unconditional, you know, it's an unfavorable condition for developing this shamatha. So, such as form, you know, sound, then smell, taste and touch. So all those are the five desired object. And we have a strong attachment towards those five objects. And out of, you know, as a result, one will not be able to, develop tranquil abiding. So then therefore, so now here, how can we actually get rid of that kind of attachment? For instance, we have a strong attachment towards the form. You know, when it comes to the form, that includes the human, physical form as well. Because we, generally, we have a very strong attachment towards human form, you know, human physical. You were attracted towards, you know, someone, you know, physically. So we look at this and make a distinction of the better looking and not really a good looking and so on. It is also based on one's own attachment. So here now, so if we were to think very carefully, examine carefully, and this human form, the physical human form, you know, form is not worthy of attachment. It is not worthwhile to have such a strong attachment that leads us to, you know, misery, actually. And so let's take an example of the corpse, you know, dead body, which is lying in the middle of cemetery. And on the other hand, think about one's own body here right now. There's not much distinction between the two. Only the change is the one may possess some kind of feelings and so on, the others not. However, if you think about one's own body that we have right now, is a later or sooner, it is very definite that one will be in this condition. You know, so therefore, it is not, when we think in this way, it is not worthy of having strong attachment towards even one's own body. And similarly, it goes to the resources, such as wealth and so on and so forth. And there are many other things. Then it goes to, you know, other, you know, objects such as sound and so on and so forth. And so if we were to, you know, expound all those unfavorable conditions for developing body shamatha, there are many discrepancies. There are a lot of, you know, explanations. So we'll not be able to cover this. So Kenji Rinpoche said that he will just, you know, take those essence and go through it.
Yeah. That didn't do it. And then all the chabi, nimi dima. And then door to the shiva, you know. And then you all also be doing all the mambu shedding and what the jiji. And the Hanajing Lulan Tumpon and Nasa Mamutan be say at any young door. The Hanajing took send mail at Singdoa. Young Salaman Chomia drug label at Sunni Piggy Dunga Mambu Nyoya. The jet is on in the page of Sally Yamals. The jet is Dunga Chunoris. The view and then get pay Nimity. Any young Rambo Shibu Toma, maybe a double chin, Tanya and Gandute Nimit Matumbaina, Gandhi was human corn, Telsing and Tan Mengengi, Quotin Sabu Shibu, Chinima, the Changing Yores, Tins and Niming Tan, Dodino Shabina, Tanda Taz Shajavit, and a Dungar Tijigi, Dovi Nimiki, Pip Tan Mufu Tindis, Tindis and Gandhi Tijit Vajani.
So think about the faults of having an attachment towards those five desired objects. It is because of this attachment towards this five desired object, one go through a lot of sufferings, the suffering that one can experience ourselves, one can describe ourselves very easily, such as then we get here that something the suffering that is beyond our thought is the suffering of suffering of hell. You know, what kind of suffering that one may undergo if one has taken a rebirth within the hell realm, and it is something that is beyond our thought. And this is also, again, those sufferings are also a result of having a strong attachment towards that. And then also think about that one's own physical, uncomfortness the sufferings, physical sufferings such as illness and so on, with regard to one's physical, these are all come about due to an attachment towards those desired objects, and so on and so forth. And when we think about those sufferings, these are the very, gross level suffering. It's not a very intense sufferings. And so, however, if we think about the sufferings of others, such as we mentioned earlier, the hell sufferings, then it is something that is beyond our thought. And this leads us, try to understand that, from the beginningless, from the time without beginning until now, we have gone through all kinds of sufferings because of having a too much, an attachment towards, those five desired objects. And so, try to, think about all those, on a downside of having an attachment towards those five desired objects.
Yeah. Da yemba la ga sing di yemba sing di ni pi ge ji pon su zu ba zu ni jia li jia yan de wo xin di dang. Ni pi ge la a tin di ge tin ni nyong mo bi nam do xie sa ge tin di ge ne la da yemba sa ni. Yemba sa de le ku ji de wo ni yue sa le. Qi yin tun de wo jie na de wa ji 진짜 그게 신의 공경의 샘디 엠부차게요 말에 코 남도 그 장화 준다고 요래 된디지 마주어 지네 남도 담다 텐네 그게 사자 구조 미드 수감 메시지 되어 있나야 지 레와도 도비 남도 베 누구 지지 대자와 있나 코 타부나 대된다 그 신의 공투고요 말에 코 샘디 엠부차요 말에 와 남도 그 엔요 말에 남도 베 Yamadjurde, Dog Sam Shlok Dam Mambu Mako in the name which I tell you. Tin on the Suchia, the Rangi Semti, and Jireva the Toba. Namto Mambu, which is Jamas Jura Tibak and Emanika Sangan's chin. In the Egon of that Choshi, which you go your way, Tinik Gumjan, the Sine Dungaina, Ne Zambu Chibuchi Dena, the Yomari. Nemel tengamam samji choshi wasen ngaju mege wani shengon du nemel ngamam samji choshi wa pabe jiks. Tene chugu kwaya ga dulo te ya shiragin dobo mambu chene, mayimba chene, ene chugu ngamam samji choshi wa pabe jiks. Saya te ya tene dobo chimbu chene be ramanda tene jipe shirajiga madhe chene kaan chongchong dobo chike. Ani ngangam sanji chashi bwa pabirik. Tani bamba tan gomba la gawa pabirik chi tani pabir ne jishi bwa rwa. O tindi jil ne ne, ani gomgwa re sen ta, ma du jindo chini tani songgo tu ya.
So, By understanding the faults, you know, identified and identifying and understanding the faults of, you know, having a strong attachment towards this, you know, desired object, and then one adopts solitude, it says, to develop calm abiding, adopt solitudes. So, so here again, when we talk about the solitude, it's there are of two types of solitudes. The one solitude, empa in Tibetan term, which roughly translated as a solitude, and solitude can be understood in terms of two different, in two types. One is the solitude with regard to the external, the place where you are, in the place where you are, where one is exist. And so, with regard to the place, it is to become the particular place, become a solitude, as the wherever the meditation venue that one may choose, it must be free from distractions, and having you know, not having any noise, you know, free from the noise and so on. And that is, that, you know, refers to the solitude with regard to the, it says, the external solitude. So again, if one, it says, if one try to develop tranquil abiding, by remaining oneself within the place where there is a lot of distractions and noises and so on, and it is, again, it prevents, it will become a great hindrance for developing calm, tranquil calm abiding for the practitioners. And then there is internal, you know, solitude here, is one's own mind. And, you know, if one's mind is, again, totally influenced and overpowered by those conceptual elaborations and our conceptions, and such as having a lot of, you know, hope and doubt, anxieties, and so on and so forth, all this will again become a hindrance for the internal solitude, which is, will not allow us to, you know, develop tranquil abiding with that kind of mental, you know, quality, with that kind of mental state. So it says, even if one adopt external solitude, meaning the venue that you have chosen is very silent, and you are actually, you know, adopting a very solitude meditation, being in a cave where this is totally free of any noise, and you're by yourself. But as long as your mind is totally influenced by those conceptual elaborations, you are not in a solitude. You will not be able to actually, you know, develop calm abiding or the tranquil abiding. So therefore, the most important part is here, is to not let our mind influence or the overpowered or predominant by those conceptual elaborations or the conceptions. And then once we have done that, then again the next step is to be, you know, be content. You know, the practice of contentment become the next. You know, whatever that you have, such as one's clothing, that one must always satisfy with whatever that you have with you right now. And then it goes similarly to the food. You know, you, whatever the food that is with you, and you must be content of what you have to, what you have with you. And then also have a strong wish to engaging in the practice of abandoning those negativities, and have a, you know, strong, you know, or the an enthusiastic, you become a enthusiasm, have an enthusiasm to meditate, to in the meditations. So those are the all, you know, qualities that one needs to develop tranquil abiding.
Yeah, that is why we are here. 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 Tā yukā sābhya sūmbā tērē, sūmbā shīnī gōmbi tsūla nīs, dājī nyāmbar gōmbi tsūtān, dājī jī bē tsūlo. Tāmbu nā dājī nyāmbar gōmbi tsūla nī, ndortān bātā jēvar jēvā wās. Tā tāmbu ndortān tēlā, anī, tēlā sōbī nāmbāyī, yēmbē yuandēn sāmchī nī, namto nyevar shewa tang janjub semne gombar jasen. Semudin ghar shewa tela sobe nambayi dunzen la sobe yenbi te neji yonten sambar jene. En doba tundu nyewa la sobe namto nyevar shewa tang Janju ji sem gombar jiawo sen da do tengi yung tindi xie yung duwa.
So, then here, until now we have, covered the, disadvantages or the faults of having a strong desire of, desire or the attachment towards the desire objects that prevents us from developing calm abiding. And then from now, that we're going to talk is to deal, that is dealing with the mode of, developing body, actually calm abiding, and the way in which you actually undertake, how you actually undertake the practice of calm abiding. So with this, it says there are, there are two main practice, two different practices of, developing calm abiding. One is the dāshin nyamji, which means the equalizing self with others. This is a one type of practice of calm abiding. And the next is then it's exchanging self with others is next. So there are two. So with regard to the equalizing self with others, there are steps. First is the brief explanations and the extensive explanations. So the brief explanation here we read the part. Root text in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. It's in 89 verses, verse 89. It says, after meditating on the advantages of the solitude in this, in other words, having one's discursive thoughts calmed and should cultivate the spirit of awakening. And so what it's saying is, by adopting that, one must first and foremost important is to, subjugate all those conceptual elaborations on the conceptions and mental and the fabrications and so on.
Yeah, da wana changju ko sem kandi gum gore se wandu da tan jan du nyam ba ne tambu ni ne be te gums. Deta dungar nyambe na thamche dhajin sonwar chaasene. Da tambu ngansan gochung ni janju sem kandri gom gwaar saadu. Da dan shen nipo di tambu nyinipo mbezun chene ene gom shoosene. Tab kanki ko ne gom shena da dan shen du nyamba ne tambu nyinipo mbeti gombar chaawo. Chetar shena se kandri chene da dan shen nyam gom. Nyamba gom gwar se du, da ki dewa che tu drup jang, dungar che tu goba shen du. Jengi dedu layang, donen titere chebe, jengi dewa drupa tang, dungar sewe, sewar nyambe na, simchen tamche, da jen chewar zone, sonwar jawos. Tati nganzu gongu huyore. Yine tanda tawa machi lona rwa, tawa dande wa tiga.
So here It is the chapter 89 actually deals with cultivating the spirit of awakening, which is bodhicitta, referring to the bodhicitta. Here again, it says, what means that one cultivates bodhicitta or the spirit of awakening mind, and what is the skillful means or the method that one can apply as an instrument to developing the bodhicittas. So here, with regard to this, it says first one must cultivate, try to practice, or that one must first of all meditate upon the equalizing self with others. So now, when talking about equalizing self with others, so how can one actually equalize self with others? And it says then the importance of applying a reasonings. Try to, reflect one's mind upon the reasonings of equalizing self with others, why we are actually equalizing self with others. And it is that, the reason here is, just as we ourselves, long to have happiness, achieve happiness, and overcome sufferings, so to all other sentient beings have the same desire to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings. And this longing to achieve happiness and overcome suffering is equal to self and all other sentient beings. And with this kind of mentality, and with this motivation, cultivation motivation, one then cherishes the welfare of other sentient beings.
다 신의 검세들 남산도 도도는지 공야라고 문도와 때 야호 삼산의 검대나 아니 공야라고 일사랬다.
So this, you know, brief explanation, you know, explanation of the root text of the sky to the pursuit of life. It's a brief explanation. It's very important. You know, it's, again, it, in fact, it is very, lucid and in a short form. It says here, self and others are equal in suffering. Here it says, why the self and others? What is mean by self and others is equal in suffering? It's the suffering and happiness. It says it's because here it's referring to the the wish to achieve happiness and overcome suffering is equal. What is that? It means, and so here we just as we ourselves, the most, the smallest or the lowest happiness, starting from the most lowest happiness until the highest happiness, which is the state of complete enlightenment, we make an extra effort to achieve that kind of happiness, that level of happiness, from the lowest to the highest. And so then we have, we all of us, never content by this happiness, regardless of how much happiness one may achieve, that you long to have more happiness and so on. And similarly, when we talk about the sufferings, even the very lowest level or lower level of sufferings, like when we have a very terrible dream, that is also even that, the suffering of dream, even in the dream state of suffering, we are not desired for that. We don't wish to have that kind of dream. So just as we have a strong, wish to overcome this, even the smallest level of suffering until the highest level of suffering, so too all other sentient beings have the same desire to, overcome that kind of sufferings. However, although we long to achieve happiness, and just as all other sentient beings long to achieve happiness, we are totally again, tormented by the suffering. The suffering is something that comes one after another, like a ripples on the river. It comes one after another inexhaustibly. By what means that one can actually, achieve this highest level of suffering, of this highest level of happiness, and overcome the sufferings, not only to oneself, but also the suffering of all other sentient beings, or enabling others to, gain the state of happiness. So then with this, first, it is very important that one needs to, think about the sameness with regard to achievement of happiness and sameness with regard to overcoming the suffering of oneself, self and others. And think about, all the sentient beings who are taken rebirth within the lower realms, such as animal realms, who are undergoing suffering of ignorance, and the cold hell realms, who are undergoing suffering of tremendous, extreme cold, and who are undergoing suffering from extreme heats, and the beings who are taking a rebirth within the preta realms, who are undergoing suffering of starvation and so on. How much the suffering that those beings are undergoing? Try to think about that, contemplate on that, and what kind of skillful means and methods or the techniques to overcome that level of suffering. Because all of us, all sentient beings, including all those beings who are taken a rebirth within the lower realms, have the same desire to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings. And so try to think in this way and try to contemplate your mind on this level. And so then this will allows you to, you know, actually have some potency of cultivating what we call the bodhicitta or the spirit of awakening mind. So therefore, again here, there are many things that we need to make an effort to, extra effort and energy to cultivate those, you know, shine, which is shamatha, also, you know, tranquil abiding, because it's not simply that one can choose certain object and, you know, accomplish this tranquil abiding, but you see there are many stages of, you know, the stages of the practice one need to carry out.
So we deliberately engage, you know, deliberately make an effort to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings. And here, by, you know, deliberately engaging in the making an effort to achieve happiness, you know, with regard to oneself. And that kind of, you know, mental state or the mind that has a strong desire to achieve happiness for oneself and make an effort to achieve happiness for oneself is said to be a love towards oneself, you know. And similarly, you deliberately make an effort to overcome suffering of oneself. And, you know, with their cause, even the suffering, the cause of sufferings, and said to be a compassion with regard to oneself. It is compassion for one's own self. And then there's two different types of mentality, mental state that we are cultivating here. It's first, one is love for one's own self. And then second is the compassion for oneself, which is, you know, compassion for oneself. And now, and how one can actually, you know, make this love for oneself is the love for all other sentient beings. That's the key question here. Is now, just as you reflect your mind upon yourself, how importance of achieving happiness. Therefore, you make an extra effort to achieve happiness for yourself. And then this same mentality, if you are able to reverse that,
directed towards other sentient beings. You know, make an extra effort, you know, deliberately, and to let sentient beings, you know, may sentient beings have a strong wish to have a sentient beings to have happiness and achieve happiness and cause of happiness. And if you have this, and then, you know, as time goes by, you know, when the eventually you will be able to make it, you know, what we call the extraordinary, you know, flourishment. You'll make it, you know, when this become a very extraordinarily flourished, then that is what we call the love towards all sentient beings. And then the compassion that you have towards yourself, if we were to reverse this compassion or to direct that compassion towards all other sentient beings, in fact, object of your compassion, you take the entire sentient beings without exception as the object of your compassion and free all sentient beings from the suffering and then cause of the sufferings. And once you are fully developed this kind of compassion towards all sentient beings, said to have a great compassion towards all other sentient beings. So those are the two main very important mental states that we need to cultivate. And then also this the brief explanation in this Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of also describes and expound more on those two mental states.
Yeah. Tatini nyiba jibar sheba la ji. Dadan jen nyambar gumbi tun sheba. Dadan jen nyambar gumtsul. Tidar gumbi penyu. Dadan jen nyambar gumna. Tidar ji nyiba wosin. Ta sarche jindu. Yina ta chutu simru gundu. Tana ti jeshe ti tumri wan ma sebu yungure ti jani. Ngadun dortang tsik jibu ti. Dadan jen du nyamba ni tambu ni ni mbeti gumse. Deda dungre nyambe na tamche dhajin songwar jaase tsik jivati tangan chudun yungma, chudun nivya rive.
The next teaching,
2:30. Oh, 2:30. Nida chega nirese, tinzin. Ani ti paru tele tawa tsik che ti ma lo la zon chene. Ani ta ti tolu samlu kazi tang tutu tang kuyo sere. Jachimu shiwa le. So
with this, we have covered the brief explanation of this development of bodhicitta. And so the next we will go through this, the extensive explanation of development of bodhicitta. So with regard to the extensive explanations, there are also again four steps. First is the definition of the developing bodhicitta, and the mode of developing bodhicitta next, and then the benefits of it, and then and then power to cultivate, power to developing the bodhicitta. So those are the four different times. So however, right now we are just in the morning session, we are running out of time. And so we will go through this explanation in the afternoon at 2:30. And so in the meanwhile, during our lunch break, I would like to request all of you, if possible, if we can just, memorize this verse, which is verse 90. 90. And one should first earnestly meditate on the equality of oneself and others in this way. All equally experience suffering and happiness, and I must protect them as I do myself. And so here, we just try to, memorize that, and then contemplate your mind on the meaning of this. And so this is what we call, you know, shamatha, you know, because shamatha is something cannot be developed or generated by explaining or by you know saying something, but rather it requires rigorous meditations.
Okay. Chinese Sensen 90 verses. Anybody got it? You got it? Yeah, anybody got it? Anybody memorize, okay? Maybe next session I maybe test. Okay.
Saji,